Thank you. ready to go
at all times.
That's why I said I just met this. We got to sit down with this other girl too. She's trying to get into the field, and I said she's going to school route, but I was like, shoot, I still got some people. We can all sit down. We can all have coffee together.
Right.
My phone's not connected to your internet. Hold on.
Oh. Hold on. You remember that?
Don't judge me, y'all.
We don't judge.
Share the video.
We
gonna
get this. Share the video.
I'm
mad they
not doing a. Okay, what's the stuff called? What?
A
mirror
booty cam? Like
Oh,
that's my GoPro.
Wait.
It's for the booty, but look
at
squad.
There
we go.
It came up on
her.
It came up on my mirror.
Look at my babies.
Booty cam.
Booty,
rocking everywhere.
Let
me turn this down.
This ratchet.
Boom.
Oh, shoot.
Something.
Booty or something, or both.
Sorry, you got wires all over you.
That's okay. I'm used to it, and I'm just playing.
Yes.
Ready.
Feel that. I forgot mine in the car.
You say he's a trap star.
I ain't got no hoes. Where did my hoes go? No, I'm just
go.
I don't need no hoes. I got my name.
What's up, y'all? Look at my babies coming in. What's up, y'all?
For those tuning in onto the Amira Show page, we on CP time, but it just be like that. So,
yeah. I love us, and it's sex. It's
right.
Get ready, get
exactly. Up. Sex right. Don't. I mean, if you have scheduled sex, I don't judge. But I mean, right?
Who, man?
Styling and profiling.
Thanks, you guys. You know what I mean?
She ain't fat. I can't slide in the DMs. No.
Maybe you can. Maybe.
Only the right one can slide in the DM. Don't be trying to slide.
Right.
Me.
How y'all do.
Right.
Please, pretty please. Share the video.
I love y'all. Y'all love me. Start watch party. Share. Do whatever you
got
to do.
Yeah, cause we about to get into it too.
We are. So. Watch party works better, I realize.
They're real cute.
Give me fast.
How long have those been around?
What? The watch party?
Yeah.
I was gonna say I haven't seen it recently.
Did they do it for COVID?
Probably.
Right.
But I forgot that I was on Facebook and I ain't
gonna. Well, fuck them, because they blocked you for saying dick, right?
Man, that's why. Listen, let me tell y'all before we get started.
Wait, they blocked you for
saying dick. A while ago, they said something about suck the dick table, like, you know, it's my shit. And then I put, if you eat the box, you rock, because we was going to do an episode on it. It's literally words. I said dick. I didn't even say pussy. I said dick.
She said dick.
Dog, Facebook blocked me this past weekend. Dog, I did that 5 months ago.
But all these racist ass motherfuckers talking about hanging niggas and shit like that.
Can say whatever.
Say whatever the fuck they want to.
But I get blocked for saying dick. It wasn't even a picture of a meme.
You said it too aggressively.
Facebook has no chill.
Twitter
block me.
And listen, if Facebook ever blocks me, I promise y'all, listen, somebody else is running the media and my page. They got two pages. They blocked me. I know they blocked my pages simultaneously this time, though, right? Don't ask me how they figured out they was connected. They blocked both my pages.
They said, nah, bitch.
They not playing. They not playing.
They blocked both of my pages.
Both of them.
I said both of them, though? I mean, I couldn't message nobody. I couldn't do nothing. But just
tragic.
I got people on my Nene and I page to run my page. If I ever get blocked, now, you feel me? My website. I get on my website. My podcast will be on Anchor.
That's right, bitch. You got to have options. You got to have options. Right. Remember when Instagram closed down? Like, they just shut down for a whole weekend? Everyone who was running businesses on there, it sucked.
I would get out here in these streets and hand you sex toys. And I ain't gonna
hand you out. Oh, mama knew them.
Just gonna hand them the sex toys.
Yeah, try as this.
As you should.
You get a toy.
Everybody get a toy.
I definitely do. If anybody likes fake dicks, I do. The fake dick queen.
on my shoulder.
That's the best place for it to be.
I just learned that's called protective powder. He a little he got a little glitter. He got a little glitter on him too.
Just ashy. Don't put it out. You just like, you know, just put a little suave moisturizer on it or something. A little water, baby oil, okay, olive oil.
Wet Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
First before we go any further, we have a name.
We got a name for the collab, y'all.
Wet Wednesday.
Because we do it every middle of the month because we like it in the middle. So how else do we like it? Wet, wet.
Hello.
The dick.
Nice.
Why wouldn't he get smacked by a real dick? No,
they
ashy,
do. They
powdery.
Do the job. Fake ones do the job, ma'am.
She's not lying. I don't use fake dicks that often. I have strapped one on, and that was a. I do give men a little bit of respect for that. That's a lot of power to like wield a dick like that.
Yeah, that most definitely.
That's a lot of power.
For women.
For the power? Why did it for a woman?
The pleasure and the power.
Yeah.
That's true. It just hit.
It makes you feel, if it's a big dick, it makes you feel
the
like,
sex hit different.
Dun, 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 dun.
For you dishing it out.
and you know it ain't gonna go soft. Right. You right, thought it was over. You. Here we go.
I can take it off, put it away for later.
Yeah. You can change the color, texture, length.
No. You don't need to be in a relationship.
Relationships are friendships. Anything ends with a ship. Fuckstationship.
Situationship. Yeah. Situation and fuckstation, they might be different
because you might just literally fuck somebody. Situation
usually. Well, that usually has. That's usually complicated. Usually some bullshit. You together ship,
but you not together ship. But see, when you just fucking, I mean, you literally just fucking and leaving.
That's a fuck ship.
That's a fuck friends ship.
Yeah, fuckstation ship. Fuckstationship.
And
they say it real hard. Fuckstationship.
And then a situationship is the one where
you just
it's complicated.
It.
Yeah, it's just bullshit all
get
around.
Get out of it.
Don't do it to y'all. Don't do it to y'all.
After a certain age, eventually situationships come up. But I feel like if you want to still do it, but don't get caught up.
You need to be emotionally responsible to deal with a situationship.
The whole time.
The entire time.
The whole time. Yeah.
Well, we have to take responsibility for something. Shit, we was there. I mean, we are a consenting adult. And we
right.
were there. So it's like a lot of times we like to play the pointing finger. He played me. He said this. And he said that.
Y'all was in it together.
And
yeah.
And they say actions speak louder than words. And they'll say that.
No.
It's on.
No.
They'll say that some man, you know, after you're in a situation for so long, well, I thought that he liked me more. But you still, actions do speak louder than words. You still have to listen to them.
They do. Go ahead and play, you see.
I feel like a lot of times in situationships, they're very, a lot of people are kind of honest, and you just hear what you want
to
hear now.
And
they'll tell you.
They tell you at the beginning, you start to feel what you want to feel.
Yeah.
So you start thinking in your head, you're talking to yourself, oh, he really likes me. Well, he might like you, don't get it twisted, but he doesn't want anything more than what it is.
Right.
But I also think
pussy.
In situationships, though, they have to continue to be honest. So I think a lot of times when it comes down to it, if I'm in a situationship, you can tell me how many bitches you get. It's okay.
Right.
But don't even gotta tell me how many you got per se, but don't lie to me and be like, oh, I ain't talking about
that. Just let me know that you out here
but
too, because I feel like just safety
honest.
And health
and they not,
also
and
come
I
with that
like
too.
I feel like they should be, because at the end of the day, like I had a guy, he took me and him talk. It was a few years ago, me and him had them conversations. Like, literally, he was like something back when he's going with some other girl tonight. Cool. That's the fuck.
I think it just depends on the vibe, because I done had situationships where I really just didn't like them that much, and I didn't care if they told me. But I done had situationships where I done been like, now, bitch, tell me if you're fucking with somebody, and then.
Me and him, we was homies for real, though. We was like,
yeah.
And we talked, like, one time I was on the
Now that is a situationship.
That's a situationship. You seen it here first.
It's a situationship. But we both
knew and we both was cool. Like, it was like a dog, though. Like, we were friends before we was anything. And we didn't. And we
kudos to you.
Yeah, I'm a tour.
I don't think I could do that. I need fresh hoes.
Fresh.
Like, you gotta be fresh in my life. Like, just fresh. The word is fresh.
Well, okay,
fresh.
Okay, so y'all were just acquaintances.
I was homies.
That's why I'm giving you your kudos, because I can't do it.
I mean, we became friends all the time. But if I needed something, I could call him.
Right.
Yeah.
If I needed anything, I'd call him. Hey.
But was you attracted to him in any kind of different way through the whole thing?
I mean, if I had to say it was my dog, I loved him. You feel me? We both, yeah. But I also knew that me and him both knew that going into it, what it was going to end up being and what it was at the beginning. We knew that it wasn't going to be more than that. So that helped. And I can see I'm a Pisces, so sometimes
oh, me too, girl.
Swimming
in the middle.
Wet Wednesday.
It's the best position to be right now, y'all.
As emotional as we are, sometimes we have that to where I call it a light switch. When you feel like you're out, you're out. Like I tell people all the time, if I'm in love with you, keep it. Because the minute you do some shit, you do some fucked up.
It's
shit,
over.
And you tell me I'm out, the light's off. And they're gonna be, and you know what I'm saying? They be like, well, you just owe me that quick, bitch. I gave you 1,500 chances in the shit.
Yeah.
I mean, in the back of my mind, do I say, period? Yeah, but I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
It's a certain time after, because we give 100 million.
Yeah, yeah, and it takes, we will give
many.
You 100 million times.
Yeah.
1,000 times. But then it just takes that one, and the one time that we are done with it, it might be something so fucking small.
But it's
that's
so
how
small.
I feel, but it's like the hay on the camel's back like, or whatever
what?
It is.
Well,
like,
yeah,
it's wrapped.
I'm done.
My emotions was in the situation, but at the same time, my mental overrode my emotions because I knew what it was.
Yeah.
And I also had my other hoes. Like, but that was my main hoe. When it came down to it, and he thought I called him, it was my main hoe at the time. It came down to it, if he called me and be like, I really need you, my loyalty's still there. I'm like, yeah.
That's a healthy relationship.
Yeah, because I don't have no loyalty to none of these hoes.
Now I can't even call them a hoe. I got loyalty to you, baby.
You squad at this point. You squad.
You a hoe, you a hoe. I'm sorry.
You can't ever graduate from hoe status? Okay,
if
we'll come back to
you. If you're just like a hoe, you just a hoe, like somebody I fuck and I'm not like emotionally attached or feeling no type of way,
yep.
Keep on fucking you and you just still a hoe.
Yep.
No, I feel like if you're a hoe, you're a hoe. You can't grow.
I respect
grow.
That.
But,
can't
I mean,
grow.
But I feel like you'll go into something thinking somebody's a hoe and then they grow. Like, so it's kind of like the same thing. I don't know.
It's situation by situation.
Yeah. Because you'll be like, I'm just going to be with them, but they... but I'm just going to look at them as a hoe. But then the first time you do it, second time you do it, you're like, maybe not.
It happens like that. You know what I mean? It definitely happens like that. See,
human heart sucks.
It does.
Fucker.
And it's uncontrollable.
And I'm going to tell you that water signs are the most emotional motherfuckers ever. Listen, I tell people all the time before they even attempt to mess with me in a situation, I'm emotionally unstable. When I say that, I mean that from my whole heart. I am emotionally unstable, which means that I mean, I'm rational. Let's be real. I'll think of my brain, but I'm emotionally unstable. My emotions can go. Don't fuck with me, though. Like, that's all I ask. Be real with me and try not to... Don't fuck me up my emotions, because once I'm mad,
yeah.
And here's the thing. Pisces are not really seen as bipolar, but we got two fish for a reason. Don't fuck with me. There's two fish. There's two of us. Don't fuck with me. I'm just like, don't fuck with me. I mean,
look.
But people, I'm just saying, people don't realize that.
Some of the people I dated need to chime in. No, I'm just like... Yeah.
And people go into it already with preconceived notions about the Pisces and how we are and everything. They go into it with any signs. Like, they go into it like that, but I'm like, if you know this, then why the fuck did you?
Then why even do it?
Why?
It's the human heart.
I think because we give good love.
Yeah.
That we give good love.
We love it hard as hell.
Then you get the loyalty.
You get all of that. You feel me? But when we fall back,
it's a tough road.
Bro,
earn that shit.
Bipolar people are ain't no medium.
Right.
Are we there? We in? Are we out? Like, you gotta catch us. You don't let us get out. Because once we get out,
it's hard to come back.
Can't get back in that fishbowl.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're crazy. We're not crazy. Emotional stuff. But don't fuck with my emotions. You won't get the other parts of me. Look at that. You'll get me happy. You know what I'm saying? You don't fuck with my emotions. It's on you what you want from us. We'll give it to you what you want.
What's up?
Moral of the story is, don't date us. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
She just said, don't date us at all.
I'm just playing, you guys. I believe in it too.
I do too.
I am dating a Gemini. There's four of us in a relationship. You never know what the fuck we're going to do. I don't know. Like one day, you know, it's working. It's hard. Pisces and Gemini are complete opposite ends of the spectrum. Because I'm emotional. He's like, fuck it. You feel me? So it's like, shit. But I had to come in understanding that what took a while for us to get that happy medium that you're here, I'm there. And we found a way to, like, he doesn't, like, I'm more of a, I guess you could say, words of affirmation person. Sorry means a lot to me.
Yeah.
He's more of a, but now he's more feeling the sorry, and I also understand that if you just go to sleep, you're supposed to move. Yeah, we've been getting that. But like, I would never date a Leo.
You wouldn't?
Hell no.
No?
No, ma'am.
I love Leo.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
My main thing's Leo. He's the sweetest. Anthony's Leo. Come on.
No, ma'am.
You want to date no Leo?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Male, female, in between, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
And the females are cool as friends, but as
I true. Wouldn't buy a dog that's a Leo. Oh. When was you born? When was it born? I don't want it. Right, no, ma'am. Take it back. I don't want it. I'm just
playing.
Great people. Great people.
That's where it stops.
They don't go with me. They don't go with me.
They go with somebody else.
They go with somebody else, and I'll watch.
Someone come pick him up. Someone come pick him up.
No, and I'll watch.
Nene.
Yeah.
She said, I'm hanging up.
Yeah.
Respect it. This probably the only time he gets to talk to your ass. So yeah, he gonna ruin it. He gonna ruin it for you.
Our communication is just—it just ain't there.
Can we just have sex and you shut the fuck up? Like we didn't get caught. Hi, my name is Leo. Drop your drawers. That's all I got for him. Leo, they know. Like fuck no. I tell any Pisces, don't do it. And that's the one off. You know they do have one off the majority of the time. Yeah.
Don't do it. I never really talked to a Cancer. I dated a Cancer. I don't even know a Cancer.
I said, I don't know any for real either.
I don't know any. Where are they?
I don't think
Who
so.
Who is a Cancer? I don't even know. I don't think I've ever met one.
Yeah, I know them as fire, as people. I've seen, and that's how I learned my Zodiac. I didn't learn the Zodiac from reading about it. I learned the Zodiac back noticing the differences in people, and I'm like, shit, damn, you were what? You feel me? But Cancers, I dated one. He was just sneaky. He just lied.
Yeah,
they good storytellers. If you need a bonfire,
it reminds me of Libras. I think Libras are like that.
Libras is truly listen. Her baby, like my mama's a Libra. I love you, mama. Baby,
I love my mama too, and she's one too. So
yeah, look at this shit.
And I know how you act.
But they be like, oh, your mama's so nice.
Ooh. Yeah, like
who's mama?
Who mama?
Like, your mama's nice. My mama? I mean, I love she what? But yeah, she don't let her fucking fool you. She will beat your ass.
No, for real.
Beat it real quick.
And knock her.
Yeah, not even think about it.
And then be like, well, she came over here to get her ass whooped.
Basically.
What's your birthday again?
I'm a Sagittarius.
I like
December 16th.
Okay, listen. I like
Sag.
Thank you.
I dated a Sagittarius man.
Look, men are different from women. They don't represent us.
To me. And if you own her, sorry, but you're very, they very clean.
And the one thing I know about Sagittarius,
they want to marry you real quick.
I have to stay occupied. If y'all get bored,
yeah,
y'all think of some shit. I don't know what the fuck y'all be going through y'all heads, but we can't let y'all get bored.
And y'all like activities.
Like I always tell people, I be like,
activities.
I be like, if somebody started a forest fire, it's probably Sagittarius playing with a match. Like, shit, what would happen if I like this match? Because they ain't got shit else to do.
Yeah.
Like y'all get bored. And see, and then
that's
I'm
a
like,
guy. Idiot.
Y'all like being outdoors too.
I do like being outdoors.
Outdoors.
As in having sex outdoors.
He didn't know how to show emotions with. Like he was emotional, but he didn't know that he wasn't showing the emotions. Like
yeah.
You feel it, but you're not displaying it. Like it's in your head, but you ain't you sad, but you, he was like, I was sad.
That's across the board. It's we all tend to do that.
Yeah.
The women are totally different. I mean, at least I am. You said clingy. I am not.
Really?
My own best friend. Like, I love you, Melissa. I love you so much. My other best friend, Joe. I love you so much. They be lighting my phone up, and I just don't.
No, let me
be
say
there.
This, because I dated a Sag woman, and she would never want to be around her friends, but she was clingy with in a relationship or in
she
with
had
somebody.
Problems.
It was like always, like always.
She probably did please. Because I'll be floating, and you just gotta grab me whenever you can. Come here, bitch. Yeah. Oh, what's up? And then I'm here. Yeah.
I don't know them either.
They're crazy.
I meet the women and talk to the same people, same types of people. It pisses me off, really.
Well, see, my best friend's
no, it don't work. That's the thing.
I love my best friend to death. She's Capricorn. But listen, I told them every bit of shit I got into when I was younger. I said, damn, I was with her. That's about a bitch. Damn, now you got me in trouble.
I don't know. They over analytical.
I think they're dramatic.
I'm dating a Virgo and she's
Aquariuses are definitely fucking
dramatic.
Listen though, Virgo men, Virgo, I call them funny assholes.
Yeah, they are.
But they assholes.
Agreed.
The sex is great.
Amazing. Do you hear me? Best I've never had. I'm telling right now, getting knocked down. Sheesh.
And look,
I got excited.
You see what
she
said though?
Yeah.
You know, I be yelling sheesh all the time.
All
sheesh.
The time.
Listen. I'm telling y'all
on
right now,
the dime.
This is what was different because usually when I meet a partner and they give it to me all the first time so I can just know. She rationed it out. It was like a little bit here and then it was like something else. Then it was like something else.
Virgos
are
like
that.
That
time it was like something else. I said, now wait a minute, bitch.
They be planning that
well,
shit.
I
feel it.
Best sex of my life. I swear to God, I'm having it.
Sheesh. Sheesh.
Girl.
She got us all screaming, sheesh.
Girl, it Virgos, I'm telling you, the first one and probably the last.
I want a video.
And that's, you know, we can discuss it. No,
we'll discuss off the air.
We'll discuss it. It's just. Yes. Girl, you just don't understand. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
That shit hit
I'm
different.
Always the type of person, like, when I'm in, I'm always like, we equal. We equal. Like, you please me just as much, and I please you.
Yeah.
In this situation, it's like, I feel like a princess. Like, just like a, I don't know.
Like a
pillow like
princess?
God, like a.
I love
like
it.
A, I don't know. I just be like, sheesh. Yeah. I be wanting to be like, girl, I will. You know? Get you one. Get you two.
Get you two. Go ahead, get a couple. Stash
Virgo,
them to the side.
Get you two of them.
Stash them to the side.
Yeah. Stash them to the side. Put them in your pocket for later.
But that's how sex should be, though.
It should.
You should be like that with your mate. I think a lot of times when we get with our mates, we get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
We like, oh, I got this person.
A little too comfortable.
I got them now. I ain't. Mm-hmm.
And then be able to say what you like and not be judged for it, or be able to bring something to the table, or be like, you
that
know
brings
what?
A whole new
or have a conversation and be like, you know what, I really didn't like this. How about this is actually
something else?
What I like.
Right,
and then
right.
Being able to communicate, that's like the
them
best thing.
Them caring and then wanting to go through.
What you did on somebody else might not be what I like.
What you said.
And see, I encourage people, because me and Bree, when I did the episode last week, Bree was talking about that. I tend to encourage people. You know how we go on dates. We ask people everything. But it's like, if we talk about sex, man, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Or you're automatically
a
hoe.
Yeah, you can have a sex conversation because, like I said, you might not be into BDSM. Then you're going to be end up tied up from the ceiling hanging by some rope and shit. And you ain't know what happened.
You don't even know what happened.
Like,
it just happened.
You're going to be like,
what? Right.
But you didn't have that conversation. And people run off these fetishes. Some people cannot live without their fetish.
Yeah.
And if you're not into that fetish, everything could be perfect. That person's not going to be satisfied with you.
Facts.
So like she said, if you're doing something with your mate and you didn't like it, say it was bad.
Drop the gems, bitch.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, we are able to talk. Because the first, and I think a lot of it came from, he wasn't, damn, you're a sex expert. Damn. It was more of a, oh, shit, that's interesting. It wasn't.
Yeah.
More people was infatuated with the idea of what I did. That they thought that I'm going to give them amazing.
Opportunist. Tell them.
That's all you're getting.
Tell them.
See, you feel me? There's a difference, but they are. And then they wanted to keep putting me on this pedestal. Well,
that's so much pressure, bitch.
It is a lot of pressure. I'm not ready.
And it is because it's like, oh, you teach dick sucking classes, so you're gonna suck dick amazing. Not sure, but
that's extra.
That's extra.
She'll suck this dick off better.
When you in the field,
yeah. Yeah.
Can I suck dick great? Yes. Am I the best at sucking dick? Hell no, there's plenty of people that can suck dick better than me. But I'm me. So don't worry about them other people. Just worry about me sucking your dick at that point. And that's what he was. He was more just worried about me. He knew. He, you know what I'm saying? He knew already. He wasn't gonna judge me for that or none of that. He wasn't coming in like a kid in a candy store, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And that's why it worked out. Most of these dudes come in a kid in candy store. You do what? Oh, you? Oh shit. Never mind, I don't do shit. Because, you know, you tell them your feel because you don't, it's not a secret, but it's like.
No. But you don't want that pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they lie, eyes light up. Or the too, expectation. Like, what?
You, right.
You know, what?
Right.
And the one thing that most people have gotten from me is, oh, you a freak. Ah, but you ain't a real freak because you ain't never been with a woman. Yeah, damn it. Didn't know I had to do that to be a freak.
No.
There are no qualifications, expectations, any of that shit that will consider you to be a freak. I need all of y'all to get that shit. Just like when one of my exes, it came out, or I don't know, that I'm a bisexual woman. He was pissy and immediately was like, damn, we could have had threesomes. Who said I was going to do all that?
I'm like,
You going to equate that just to the fact that I'm a bisexual woman?
Yeah.
Exactly. You can watch in the corner. And then leave when shit really get real.
And not even that to me. Like, some, I mean, I feel like everybody don't get that privilege either. Shoot.
That is a privilege.
That's the thing. When you're a sex expert and you're in the sex world and you're bisexual, of course, you be having threesomes and orgies.
What type of a... No. Get out of your little box of what you think a freak is and what sex experts do.
Like,
it's just a box.
Like I said, people, orgies are not for everybody.
No.
Yeah, I think it just depends on whoever, whatever, float your boat. Or they assume just because that you a sex expert or you going into sexology that you do everything. Like, it's just yes.
You're
yes,
just
yes,
knowledgeable
yes,
of
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
No.
No.
No. It's just education.
No.
Yeah. Right.
We know our limits. We know our boundaries. We can tell. We can help you with some shit.
Yeah. That's powerful. I can get you there.
That's powerful. She likes to choke. No, she likes collars, leashes. Yeah.
I wish she would put on a collar so I could do that.
I think about that too. I think I'm actually doing the pet play live tomorrow.
Ooh,
but I have that fetish and I've never had anybody that's my issue is when I meet somebody and I tell them about the fetishes that I have or I tell them what I want to try, they're not necessarily open to it. Mm-hmm. So how can I say that that's what I like if nobody will ever do it?
And see, true. I found out inadvertently. I wasn't in the bedroom. I think I was at an event, and the dude had on a collar. And I was like, oh, shit. And I just started pulling. And it was actually him saying, and I was like, oh, shit, I kind of like that. collar. And I'm like, what the fuck? So then we had another event. We had a Candy's event, and Mirror had on a collar.
She didn't even say hi to me.
No, I just went and I pulled up. So I realized, I'm like, shit, this collar shit
And she's like, oh, hey, what up, bitch? I like all that rough shit.
Yeah.
I love the hair pulling.
Same.
Out.
Same.
I just noticed the choking. I want to feel it. Don't be no baby. Like, choke.
No, for, yeah, for so real.
Don't just put your hand there, like the action of. No, I need you to
pressure.
Apply pressure.
I need to feel the pressure.
I want
to
be like,
and it intensifies.
And it's okay.
When you let go, I need to be gasping for my life. I have not experienced that yet.
What?
But one of these days,
yeah,
coming as soon as they release my throat.
Sometimes
they let go.
Be some simultaneous
because they about to come and they release. But
right, they gotta focus.
I like more like an arm choke. Like a.
Oh, that is sexy. You not lying.
One M two. One M two.
True.
That'll get you. I'm telling you right now.
I'm gonna try some shit.
I learned that I have a thing for, of course I have a thing for sex toys, but I have a thing for putting them on the balls. Like I have this wand, so when I'm getting hit from the back, my arms are short, so I didn't know. I was like, shit, I can't even try. I had a wand in my hand, so I was using it on my clit.
Yeah. On his balls, right?
Yeah, because I can reach. I can reach with the wand. I can't right. reach with the fuck. You feel me? A fucking amazing. The orgasm that he gave me because he is his balls.
Girl, the connection.
You better, what am I trying to say? You better come up with a little extra.
Right, creativity.
You better make it work.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm throwing it back, I'm like, shit, I want to do something. It's just something. I'm like, something's missing. I want to do something else. The sex was already great, but I'm like, shit. And he experienced that. He was like, what the fuck? Because when, like I said, when dudes bring me, dudes assume toys in a bed. They always, they see these big dicks. Like, we just going to pull out big ass dildos. Listen.
Right.
Rude.
I was just about to say that.
But I dated a guy years ago that was like, he would wear a strap on, like if I wanted him to, he would fuck
That's
me with,
dope.
He would fuck me on his own, and then if I wanted to continue to go, he would wear a strap on.
That's dope.
With the strap on too.
What?
Until he got hard again.
That's
dope
yeah.
as fuck. He yeah, secured
so
himself.
Think, you know, yeah. I think it's real dope.
And I think it's dope that when even when men, I seen a post today, somebody asked, they asked the dude if they ever got his ass up and they like it. I love it. Like, I just need like five dudes to come on the show and just talk about getting the ass.
There's nothing.
So if y'all out there, DM us. We need a conversation.
We like it.
We need to know it all. Sex is more than just missionary doggy style, orgies, threesomes, and coming.
Ain't nothing wrong with looking ass. Make sure you fresh out the shower. Just, he looking your ass. Make sure you fresh out the shower. The fuck, and make sure watch what the fuck you eat.
Fun fact.
That change up the taste and all.
Fun fact.
Don't do it on a full stomach because even when you, especially if you like to suck dick, you got a gag reflex.
You gonna throw all that shit up.
Even,
throw up
even
chunks
I've
and
done
all.
That before.
Yeah, like, I had to take it back up
many times.
Come out on him because I was drunk. I was hung. I had ate, so I was in a fucked up situation. I'm like, shit. And I know, like I tell people all the time, I got a gag reflex. I was born one guy, but I use my gag to my vent. I'm still deep throat the shit out of your dick. I'm using my gag. I know how to control it.
You can control it. Yeah, yeah. The gyms. Dropping the gyms. Right, you drop some cash.
If I fuck on a full stomach, because they use strap-ons clearly. If it's a bigger strap-on, it literally like hurts more. Like it makes me feel like I have to use the restroom.
They poke in your stomach.
It literally be like.
Definitely, it's like
especially for. Don't we need to switch positions, bitch? Because you're about to get a surprise.
Basically.
light
meal.
Go to the restroom.
Type meals, things you can cook, the sexy dinner. You
know, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
You want to have your sexy dinner, but you want to have sex afterwards. We're going to show you how to do that. Because, you know, y'all be eating steaks and shit. Let's be realistic. In the movies, we have to eat the steaks.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
I got the itis. I'm going to bed. Night.
Steak, potato. When I tell you, we just had this whole thing planned out. Honey.
That's what I'm saying. Itis. I'm going to sleep.
Nah. Lightweight.
And it ain't gonna give you the itis like it. And it ain't gonna make you go to the bathroom either. See, you gotta plan your stuff. Because you, what goes in gotta come out some kind of way. And
yeah,
you gotta eat steaks and stuff. Steak and, you know, them Valentine's dinner steak and potatoes? I fucked up one. I cooked for them, set the table. I'm sorry. Don't touch
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
you already have the steak and some asparagus.
I'm tired.
Yeah, just eat.
Protein pack, so you're ready for the workout.
Split the
steak and some asparagus.
Just don't even eat the steak.
Just eat don't eat else. Fast.
Nice salad.
When COVID's over, I might even get back. I wanted to do some date night packages, but you know, COVID hit, and I was like, fuck that. I'm not saying no shit. I might get back into it. I got the chefs on the team. I got the paint artist. You got the paint, the body paint.
That would be cool. How does that work?
Yeah.
They come to your house and do it all or something?
To my house.
No, not yours. Like, they get the package,
no,
and everyone goes to their house, and they cook for them, and... activities.
Well, my goal is to find, I want to find hotel connects. That way, if they want to do it in a room, they can go to the room. Or come to the house. The chef can cook in their house. He can cook, you know what I'm saying? We can set it up separate where they're cooking, and then they eating dinner and stuff, and then they, you know, have
true.
Somebody setting up the room. Or if I have a deal on hotel.
Let me tell you something. It's something in the works. Just wait on about 2 years. 1 year, 2 years. Just
it's
wait
in
on
the works.
Something in the works. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Listen,
it's coming.
And I like when people do that because
it's
the
coming.
Reason why it's harder for me to do it because I have other stuff on the plate too. So
yeah.
Right.
But the only other option that I was adding is because I know we're doing body super paint. So, you know, I was going, if y'all want to body paint and all that stuff, I can get edible body paint. Look at all that shit. Look all this shit off when you're done. You got to take a bath and get shit off. Cover up the sheets and covers and all that.
And get it going.
Yes. Are they gonna like submit pictures to you or okay? Auditions to see how that stroke game is. Very important. Very important. They need to sign a waiver. You need paperwork. All of that. You need it all. I'm excited.
I got a model manager for that now. See, I moved up to a model manager. You feel me?
I need an intern position. I'm just trying to peep everything.
Let me head the LGBTQ department.
There we go. Now you got departments, bitch. You didn't even know.
They
just happened.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like they be leaving us
business
out.
Is expanding.
We'll see.
I was fully naked.
See,
I think I was the only naked bitch. I feel like we kind of leave them out the most. You know, man. We can make it work. Down for that.
And just for that, I would actually have a male on my panel. Because women can judge women and judge other women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would have an LGBTQ dude on my panel. Because I want him to be able to judge you and to let me know if I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I know I like it, but I need to know what you like too. We like the same thing.
Yeah.
I need to hear more from gay men. I do.
I do too.
I feel like us bisexual women and us lesbians, like, we out here. We've been showing out. Like, because we don't give a fuck no more.
But I feel like it's also hard because there's a lot of stigma that goes along with being a bisexual man, and it's a whole nother subject.
Especially a bisexual black man.
It's very, very hard for them to be comfortable and be out.
That's very true. That's why I want to talk to one. We need to get somebody on the show so we can get some more insight.
I know a couple. I don't know. I can ask.
They sure do.
White people, I love y'all. So don't get it twisted. White girls are so gung-ho and open. Yeah, they would fuck you and watch you fuck him. You feel me?
I feel like black women, I feel like black women would too, but I think it's third-party perspective. Everybody cares about what everybody else thinks.
And that's why I had this show, because of the black community and not being so open. Because, I mean, I've had to, just because I was in the world, I wanted to expand my porn horizons. I watched the shit, and I was like, damn, okay. You know what I'm saying?
I think you told me about that shit.
It wasn't what you did.
I watch it on porn.
I like that shit.
Love it.
Love it.
Like I said, I watch porn like TV. Porn is more of my TV shows. Because I like to see the shit. Although we know.
So you slick studying, bitch.
Don't try yeah.
Don't y'all believe everything I see in pornos. Because they stop. And it's a video. You know, they put it all together. And she got all that stick squirting and shit. And like real thick shit comes out for like 5 minutes. Don't try this shit.
You talking about her actually squirting? Oh, I haven't seen that since I was extra young, a newbie at porn, and I thought it was gross and never went back.
But that's what I'm saying, though. A lot of people are like,
my body really does
that? How do you do it?
You push a button?
It's a video, though. Like, that's what I be trying to tell people. Girls can squirt, but somebody squirting, I be like, yeah, damn, that is a swimming pool.
There's no way. I'm sorry. There's no way.
if y'all know that porn is still edited.
Yeah.
That's why I like amateur.
And
that's
doing
my
it
favorite.
Over and over and over.
My favorite is amateur porn because
like
it's real and it's raw. Yeah. I do like POV as well. POV really only from the back.
Yeah.
That's my preference there.
And I like close up POV. Like when it's like, if y'all haven't seen close up.
You mean like when they go under?
No, it's like here's everything that's happening.
Bow, bow, bow. Yep. Yep.
Like, you can just see. I even like it when they show it. Like, I don't know how they
I like
it,
ceiling
it's like
view.
The inside and it just goes in. You can literally see it. Yeah.
I dated a girl with big clit.
I did too. I liked it.
Out of the labia. I didn't even think about that. I'm slick jealous.
The actual
organ I'm thinking about where would I put
clit,
it
though is like it's a whole.
Yeah, but I'm saying like it shouldn't be easy. It shouldn't be hard. They shouldn't have. They shouldn't have.
It is.
I mean, you gotta go back to the hood, but they shouldn't have had a hard life. It should have been an easy life because you can find a clit there instead of when you got a little clit that's tucked inside. You got dudes to be rubbing. You're like, girl.
I feel that. What is with our society in that shit? Everything they like everything small and petite. Small petite. Ball.
Well,
I don't
be,
know. To me, it sounds like pedophilia. Too close to a dick? The resemblance of a dick?
You know what?
We
crazy?
Had dicks.
The amount of bigger clits that I've seen have been on stud women rather than been on feminine women, which is weird. Not all studs, for sure, but the ones that I've seen have been on studs.
Really? Like naturally?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I want some studs to come on shows, but I want some studs to come on with what they call touch me knots. Is that what they call it?
Okay,
where they
so,
give the pleasure,
so
but
the
you don't touch
them? The girl that I'm
them?
Dating is almost, she's a touch me knot, but she allows me to do certain things. I hope she don't get mad I'm talking about. She allows me to do certain things to her for me to be comfortable.
And see, I just want something to come on because I guess my question has always been, like Mimi, when Mimi, what's her name? Mimi from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I dated someone who's transgender. I dated someone who identifies as a male, was a complete touch me not, but had all women parts. And then I dated a touch me not stud too. And I'm dating one right now. Well, it's more of a, I think it's more of a power and imagination type of thing. The transgender person that I touched, he would literally like jack off the strap and literally like make himself come like off of just jacking his own strap. So it was like the mind is so powerful.
Like those mind like off it orgasms.
Really, like it literally, like he would get off like that. So I think that it's more of an imagination thing when in a power thing. Like some, like the girl that I'm dating now is a pleaser. So she would rather, like she gets off by seeing me pleased the way that I'm being pleased.
Yeah, yeah. You've always been a touch me, please.
Do they have to go through a, you know what I'm saying, a full mental training to not be there, to be like, shit, don't touch my, you know, I know a lot of people, at one point in time,
it's different.
Now she's a pleaser, but she let me eat out though. She's like right on the cuff. Like she necessarily don't like me touching her breast, but she'll let me eat her pussy, yeah.
I think it's
oh, bitch, you're gonna eat this thing.
It's definitely situational. It's some people it's trauma. Some people it's like you said, imagination is not necessary. Yeah. Some people they don't even want to acknowledge it's there.
You would just need to get I feel like in the LGBT realm, every stud is different. What they like is different. Some don't like certain things. Some like to be penetrated. Some don't. My best friend hates them. She don't like them. She don't like them a little bit. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. I feel she that. Would never. They fall.
That's where I started out.
They fall.
That's where I started out. I actually started out like you had to look like Justin Bieber or you had to look like Ruby Rose. Mm. And I was fucking with you.
Nice. I used to have a thing for dreads and my friend had a thing. Honey, let me tell you something. They give me her time.
You was gay, bitch.
Yeah, they got they be having that splat. And they can dress.
Stunting on your ass. Mm. Look at you. I like a bitch who can do both.
Yeah. I do. I dated somebody like that too. I think it just works. You got to find what works for you. I know that when I was in a transgender relationship, I wasn't feeling that. Then when I was with a touch me now, I was like, it sucks because I can't ever do that. So now it's just you got to find somebody that's like, okay, you don't really like me touching your breast, but you'll let me every now and then. That's cool. And
you got to like sneak one in. So like. Cool.
Like,
you can sneak one in and run.
okay, I'll just land.
just playing. I won't do it again.
But yeah, you just gotta find somebody that just meshes well.
You said what? I got you.
Come on, Beyond the Shade. I know I got a couple of y'all.
We gonna set this shit up. I know some people that'll drive in town. I got this. Bisexuals do. We got struggles, y'all. Y'all might not think so, but we really do. With just men, but like with lesbians too. Like,
lesbians hate bisexual people. They do. They do. They hate them.
I just want to love you, but you're just like, no, bitch.
They hate them.
They like, nah, you gonna switch? Nah, fuck that. I want you to be all into.
I don't know what the insecurity is.
But who says that a bisexual woman is not all into you? It pisses me off so much that people can be so judgmental and so small minded. It pisses me off to the fact that you want everybody. Y'all have parades every year. Y'all screaming LGBTQ through the roof. Y'all waving flags, but y'all don't even like your own people. Explain it to me.
Right. She's speaking
understand.
For me. Like, this bitch spitting.
No, for real. They don't even like y'all. Right, y'all don't even like your own people. Y'all talk about transgender people. Y'all talk about bisexual men. Y'all talk about bisexual women. But everybody's supposed to agree with y'all and let y'all get married.
Right.
What?
Right.
Make it make sense. Facts. Until LGBTQ loves us.
Us.
Ain't nobody else going to love y'all. And that's just what it is.
She's spitting.
Like we definitely need to have a panel.
We do.
Look, I done got mad.
I know. I love it. I done got. I'm so used to the conversation. I done stopped getting mad at this point. I just like every time I run into like, a lesbian, I'm just like, I hope it works out. I hope you fucks with me. I hope it don't scare you that I'm also into men. I mean, just don't like. I don't. It's whatever though.
It's an STD fear.
One girl I talked to, her fear was that was her complete issue. Like you might leave me for a man, but you wouldn't be worried about me leaving you for another woman.
She just can buy a dick.
The logic
is better than yours.
The logic just did not make sense. I just was like, it just don't make sense. That was her biggest fear. Like, you gonna leave me for a man?
Some of them feel like they can't compete. Like, okay, if you like real dick, then what makes me feel like I can compete with a fake one?
Shit, the way I see, when I see them have glisten, shit, the way, shit, I can't tell. I'm saying, when I watch one, they be in glisten. I be like, them bitches
don't. What, lesbians?
When it comes to
lesbian porn, ain't even a crack in the surface it's of really what not. Really goes down in lesbian.
All they do is
sex.
Sizzle and lick and suck.
I'm like, you wouldn't, I don't know why anybody, I think if you're being pleased, if a person's being pleased, you can have that free. Because if you're pleasing your mate to that extent, what's the point? Because the thing is, you can buy a dick, but you can choose the size dick that you're going to buy. You see the difference? He can't choose his dick.
It goes deeper than that. It really goes deeper than that because it's like you think that the reason people are afraid that somebody's going to go with somebody else is because deep down they're not able to express what really pleases them or what they really like. So you're never going to be completely 100% satisfied and you're always going to think somebody's going to come in and be like, oh, well, they're going to give them what they want because why? I'm not open enough to do things they want.
Right.
So
that's definitely an internal problem. Y'all want to have, we can have a round table if y'all want to sit and talk. We can start a group.
Everything's a conversation. Everything's a goddamn conversation.
Yeah.
It's all necessary and it's all needed. I don't know what this culture is like. It's just like it's pussy to talk about anything. It's pussy for men to talk and explain their emotions. It's pussy for women to.
It's just,
everything is just pussy.
I like men who express their emotions.
I love it too.
I do.
Because how else am I going to know what's up? Or they want you to fix the problem instantly.
But it's okay to express your, if you're sad, if you want to cry.
Express that shit.
Yeah.
Let me support you. Let me support you.
They got a shoulder for you. You can cry on my shoulder.
Bless your head, speak. You heard it here first.
Facts.
You can sit on it, lay your head on a chair, and then I'll sit next to you. But I like men who are able to express their emotions, who are able to say stuff, who are able to express in a way we can communicate and we can get something across. Some people are too, they're too emotional. Probably me. I probably talk about
it. Is there such thing as too emotional?
I think women got to embrace it, too. If men are going to be open and be like that, like, don't judge them. Because that's just making the problem even more.
Don't judge nobody. Because here's the thing. We all have flaws. We all have some. Just like, okay, we didn't even talk about it. We didn't really forget. We've been talking about all kinds of relationships.
Yeah.
But Will and Jada, that's the honor bring up. Just like them. Everybody shouldn't be judging them. For one, the only reason y'all found that is because they are famous. And their life is put on a pedestal. So they open their lives up to that the minute they start acting in movies. Now, a lot of people are talking about the emotional state of August. And that, and I feel like people, I guess I want to say they chastising Jada. Do I think that
she I think they are.
Do I think she should have been messing with him at that moment? No. But at the same time, he was a consenting adult. Jada, the only reason I say no is because I don't think Jada was in her right mind to be messing with somebody at that moment either. I don't say no for the fact of what, you know what I'm saying? Because I think she was truly trying to help August. I think it was truly, but I think at the same time, August was using her as a therapist, Jada needed a therapist. Because I think that relationship, you can tell, I think, like they said, they was broke up. That'll fuck you up. This is just a few years ago. Will and Jada have been together forever.
Yeah.
No matter how much you think that it was easy for them to get over, and then on top of that, she going to see Will everywhere. All kind of events. Like, that's not somebody you can just be like, okay, fuck you, bye, honey. No, you're going to see him on TV. You're going to see him in the commercials. You're going to see him at the events. So I think that Jada was in a spot of not feeling wanted, and she needed to be wanted. Like, something like we brought, like, beforehand we brought up, some said she was messing with probably Tupac. I believe she was fucking Tupac.
If she wasn't fucking Tupac, she's a goddamn fool. But I think
they were besties.
I'd have been fucking Tupac. I'm being heaven fucking Tupac.
I think she was helping August. I don't think she intended to date August. But I think August gave her that youthful feeling back. You know when certain people get certain ages, all of us want a little youth. I think August gave her that other back.
Yeah, tune up.
I think August broke her back down. You feel me? Because the way she...
I heard he sent a bitch to a hospital years and years ago.
Oh, yeah, he did. Fucking I forgot about that.
I think he gave her that rude boy sex she needed. You know that rude boy sex?
I forgot about that.
It's big. We seen it in his
It's bigger than this.
Yeah, we know. Yep.
And he used to be a little thug, kissing on my tattoo.
I think he gave her that rude boy sex that she needed. That's why she said she never felt so good. Will's not giving this a different level of sex.
Will ain't never been getting it.
I don't think Will gave her that.
Let's be honest.
Powerful.
But also,
I think she did
time,
too.
Sometimes when you get pushed another way, you also realize you need to go back that way. And I think August was that push that Will and Jada needed to get back together. Now, okay, here's the thing. Everybody's like, August, blah, 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 blah. It's happened like 4 or 5 years ago.
He a grown ass individual, y'all.
He's 27.
Fuck.
He's 27. He talked about it at the end of last year because I looked it up and I seen some articles last year and I remember them talking about it. You were hurt. Because my thing is, this happened then. This is now. What made you, like, I know you're still heartbroken. I get it. And I know, you feel me, it hurts.
We talk about Jada Pinkett.
I know.
Now, it's people in Louisville right now still hurt about their baby daddy from 1999 that ain't worth a quarter. They are. They are.
Just like Jada
Pinkett
away from real, we can't get away from Jada.
Yeah, just tell me, just if I could, if my childhood crush and I actually, Halle Berry, if I got to fuck Halle Berry and for years, and then she broke up with me, I'd be 72 sitting here talking about Halle Berry ain't shit. Forever, they'd be like, get over it. No,
oh
it's Halle
God.
Berry.
Right, what you saying?
You know what I'm saying? It ain't been but 4 years. August is going to be mad for the next century.
He's
going to
be mad forever. We're not worried about him. He has access to all resources, as do the rest of us, in order to really get some healing going.
Do I think that, like I said, I think they both was in a bad spot at the time.
Yeah, no, that not taken away from that.
Everybody keep taking her age into consideration. Like I said, there's sugar daddies that 22-year-old women are dating men that are older than my granddaddy.
Publicly, right now.
Right.
And y'all know them when
proudly.
I see them walking Kroger.
Proudly.
You be like.
My thing is, it's funny though, they got so mad about that, but when everybody's fucking their teachers, y'all not mad when other boys is fucking their teachers.
That's what I'm saying.
But y'all mad at this.
She was a man, y'all wouldn't have a problem either.
If I was 22 years old, would I date? If I was Jada's age, would I date a 22-year-old? No. That's for me. Right now, I'm looking at 22-year-old, they get on my nerves. Okay?
You got to be my age if not older.
Right,
take this is for me, but Jada at the time, she was a cougar.
And you never know the circumstances in their household, because didn't he live her? The circumstances in their household,
and
things happen.
She probably felt like she healed him, and that he could move.
Then one thing led to another.
I don't think he blew it back out. Neither one of them is at fault. I think that both of them have to take ownership of what happened.
Right.
Just like Jada had to take. I think she did. And I don't think Jada was dismissing it like she didn't do nothing wrong. I think Jada and Will was upset they actually had to fucking talk about it.
And at the end of the day, if Will is okay with it.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all over here making a big deal out of what? They are
if
fine,
Will
y'all.
Don't care. We don't care.
We don't care either.
Yeah, now it comes back up.
I would just be mad that I have to talk about it again.
And that's what they kept saying. Jada dismissed it in Will's face. The fuck they already talked about.
They've already talked about it. So they just giving y'all the little highlights.
Yeah.
It was a nice little 12 minutes. They said what they had to say. They was laughing.
They said what they said.
They
meant it. And then they fist bumped.
Like, I can't believe.
They did it to please y'all asses.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have to say nothing. I want to trip that Jada never said shit. I want to trip that Will never said nothing. But the fact that she's married to Will. I'm not married to Will. I'm not married to Jada.
Right, so what?
That shit they feel. And let's be realistic, they always had a different relationship. We knew that.
They've always been in an open relationship.
But people in their own lives have things in the closet that could be worse.
And y'all
let's
all the
be
main.
Honest, they could be worse. And yep. If you had the opportunity to date your crush, whoever you crushing on, your man crush money, celebrity, then you will be dating them too. Then quit lying. I don't care how old they are.
They're not lying.
Now quit lying.
They were two adults.
Because Hugh Hefner could have got it for me. I'm just playing.
For them dollar bills, though.
He been changing lives since 1942.
Basically.
Was 20 years
That's
old.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
If he was 20, if it was different.
Babies. They babies.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If it was a man, and if Jada was a man, and that.
So was Jocelyn and Stevie J. Jocelyn was like really, really young when she first met Stevie J. She was like at 21, 22.
But everyone's looking at her like she was crazy. She's a little crazy. And,
Stevie's in his
40s. By all means, get your money, though.
Right.
By all means, get your fucking money.
Get your fucking money.
No.
Probably not. No, not at all. But at the same time, they happen to all of us. We've all went into relationships and situations.
We've all, right.
We fucked up, we clouded, we are
right.
We've done it. But you live, you learn, and you live to fight.
And just because something feels good, just because something feels good. Like, you never know
we're fucking human.
What you'll
we're
do
human.
In a situation. And I'm speaking from experience where you go through a relationship where you are just so just not yourself and just hurt and just sad and just don't want to be bothered. And somebody comes along like, hey, beautiful, make you feel good. Right. Don't know who it is. Be like, damn, I shouldn't have did that.
Right.
But
we're
did
all
it.
Human. Y'all
you
talking.
Never know where you at in that certain
y'all situation. Talking and judging her as if y'all ain't never been in these type of situations. And I'm just kind of like, or your friends, family, all that. And y'all just people just quick to judge because that's the trend. That's the culture.
We all have our own. Just because we ain't been in that exact situation, we've all been in something.
Right.
We've all had something where we dated somebody we shouldn't have been dating. Are we running in the right state of mind? Like you said, it just feels good. Sometimes you just want to feel good. You don't even realize how good you feel and how good it made you feel. So you feel me? You realize, damn, that's what I needed.
And you like, fuck
and
it.
Jada, listen, people are always like, they lying. At some point in time, Will and Jada was kind of, you didn't really see them posting each other. And at the same time, even if they did post it, they do have kids together. So at the end of the day, we can't really say what happened.
Right.
Because y'all know, I'm just like when it happened with my baby, y'all know, yeah, Dwayne Wade's my baby. And if I was going to fuck a female, Gabrielle, you can get it. That's going to be the one.
She's always the mistress in the movies.
That's going to be the one. And even then,
she's accepted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always. She's always the other one.
And just like with their situation, a lot of people came out hard at him. I'm like, but that's their situation.
It's everybody's.
Gabby married him after he had the baby. Everybody's, well, he was just separated. Yeah, people get separated from their spouses and fuck other people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Like, he separated from his wife.
It just takes at one least time.
Just like Kevin, right. Kevin Hart's wife. They were separated. He was separated from her at first, and he met Nika. Why mm-hmm. not? That's what he wanted to do. It's not. And then she was with you through the struggle. Just because somebody's with you through the struggle don't mean you're going to stay with them. LeBron stayed with his wife because they really got
friendships, too.
Everything. Just because somebody's with you through the struggle doesn't mean this is going to work out.
With doesn't justify shit. I mean,
y'all see what she started. Dwayne Wade's baby mom started stealing kids. You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't bring the kids back. So apparently she's crazy. Sometimes it don't vibe. And like Kevin Hart was like, I was with him through all of this. And we get it. But apparently that was something that said he didn't want you no more.
Right.
And he's obligated to not want you no more. I don't care how much.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
You can't be mad because he's dating somebody that looks like something else.
Right.
Maybe you was skinny at first, and then you lost your touch. I don't know. Maybe he just wasn't attracted. Maybe you did something stupid. Because he did buy you a car, and then he was happy. After he bought a car, she didn't play no more.
I think to each his own. Like, yeah. And everybody has to judge a situation until they actually end the situation.
I always say,
like, everybody's one bad decision from being jail or dead. You never know what you're going to do in a split second of a decision. One bad decision. It could be anybody. It could be anybody. Like, you never know what you're going to do. Like, oh, I wouldn't have killed him. I wouldn't have dated her. I wouldn't have did this. You don't know what you would have did in a split second of a decision that needs to be made based off of emotion or circumstance or whatever the situation may be. You never know what you're going to do. We all one bad decision from jail or death.
So we can't judge what Will and Jada got going on. It's their life.
Way out here drunk driving.
Tell them.
Way out here drunk driving and rolling the dice. We're
bad decision.
People was talking, and I'm thinking, damn, but your husband fucking that other girl too, so shut the fuck. Your wife is over there doing whatever she wants to do. You ain't know she's out here fucking around you, but you worried about Jada. But you don't even know your wife, what your wife doing. We'll know. But you work. You still worried? Yeah, your boyfriend's cheating. He's with somebody else right now. But you still worried? You feel me?
And put condoms on. Safe sex. That's what you need to be worried about. That's how I feel about it.
If you're going to do it, at least protect your goddamn self. God damn it. Don't bring nothing back to the house, please. Just God damn.
I got condoms in my bag.
I saw them.
Please practice safe sex. Whatever you do, if you are going to be out here hoeing around, which I'm okay with you being a hoe, okay? No, actually, let me call it. I call you for me. Yeah, hoe around. Hoe is life. Be safe. Be a safe hoe.
Be safe.
Own up to your hoeness. Don't, if somebody find out. I mean, don't be out here doing nothing you're ashamed of. Do it and be proud. If you're going to be a hoe, be a proud hoe.
Be a proud hoe,
the
right.
The fact that Will and Jada can sit at a table and talk about something like that is to the world that's already judging them, that's making memes, and y'all know y'all dead wrong. Whoever's making the memes.
Right, shut the whole internet down because y'all hey, been making me laugh.
Meme, I'm sorry. When she was on the bed, entanglement bitch, I screamed. But bro. Listen,
don't entangle me to death. Shut up.
We get it. Goddamn.
It actually portrayed, I mean, it actually was a good word to
it
use.
It was a good word, but I'm tired of it.
It was a good word.
Every day, all day. Everybody was in entanglement.
It's like word of the day.
Entanglement.
Entanglement. It's definitely word of the year until somebody else fuck up.
That is the word of the rest of the year. Entanglement.
A lot of y'all have been in entanglements. I've been in a couple of entanglements, if I'm going to say
that. Yeah.
I was entangled. I like the way she used that, though.
I do. Because what else would we have wanted her to say?
She was fucking them.
I was fucking them, all right? Everybody.
But Will said it. You were in a relationship. And that's the thing. When Will said that, we all knew that he was fine with it. But like I said, I think that the way that they came off was because we got to deal with this shit again. We've already been there. And I think that people don't realize that. Once you talk about something, sometimes you just, especially if it was a rough patch in your life, you want to get it over with.
Good, right. Move on.
They gave y'all a hot 12 minutes.
And that's why it was so
short. That's all you deserve.
That's all you deserve.
Hot
12 hope it answered all your questions.
Like, we're going to do this real quick. Get this over so they can shut the fuck up. And y'all still ain't shut the fuck up.
You can't please nobody. Can't fucking please nobody.
You can't. Everybody's going to have something to say. But that's what you sign up for when you want to make that kinds of money.
Pretty much.
So.
Pretty
it's just,
much.
It's just what it is. What it is.
Oh, shit. I'm playing the,
You playing currently what's going on?
Now we entangle.
You got us an entanglement,
entangle.
Bitch.
You got us an entanglement. Let them live. I say let them live. Let them do whatever they want to do. Like
at the end of the day, we are humans. We all are.
It works for them.
I was about to use the word entanglement.
It works for them.
We all gonna do what we want, so just, I don't know, shut up. Quit taking other people's personal decisions so personal, making it your issue. It don't make sense.
That's why so many people don't want to open up because of stuff like that.
And half of y'all so mad about this situation because y'all in an entanglement right now.
Right, right. You're projecting. You're seeing the truth right before your eyes. What's really about to happen in the next few years. I'm sorry. Well, it's a conversation. You heard it from us first. It's all going to be a conversation.
And we're going to ding the dick on him. Ding the dick.
I've been hitting, for those who probably heard the, on my mic, my childish ass just been hitting.
Hitting the
dick with my mic.
Listen, y'all, the reason why I mess up forgetting my podcast, I ain't going to record.
I kind of want this to stay here. You get more, right, you get more of the juice.
I like it.
My YouTube videos are not going to be edited. I'm going to talk about all that pretty shit. I might add the intro, but that's all I get.
Yeah, when I make mine, I just kind of like
add, an intro. My
add some titles. Yeah, word. My logo in the front and the back.
You're going to get the sad conversation that we had. You're going to get the front. You're going to hear the audience because I want you to hear what really goes on. People used to beat me up about that. Have segments on your show. I don't do it for a reason because I like the way that my show flows. Because you see, we went from here to here to here, but we always bring it back because sex can go anywhere.
Right.
It's no fun. It's no fun. Some of y'all shows are dope, like at organizing them. But I like the way the sex goes. It goes wherever your imagination goes.
Can't put a box on sex. Can't put a schedule on sex. You can't do all that. It just flow freely. I love it. I didn't even realize.
We just went into the show. We just went all into the show.
Who is it?
Who's this bitch?
Right.
She fine as hell.
Yeah, don't get in the inbox. We don't know her. We don't know her to get in there.
So I'm going to have to get in the inbox just to figure out who the fuck she is.
Right, who are you? And what do you do? Lord G.
Don't judge. I definitely listen.
I'm going to edit out my title, too.
It's okay.
I'm going to edit because I'm going to put her name.
Add me in.
Because I was like, shit, I know this is a mirror, but you feel me?
This is ours, bitch. Collab.
With Lyric.
Tell them who you are.
Okay. My name is Lyric, number one. I am training to be a certified sexologist and relationship coach. I also opened my own business called Beyond the Shade, which is going to specialize in creating a safe place for people to explore sex in the best way possible and the safest way possible. So, yeah, it's just a little bit about me. I like
that's
sex.
Dope.
I like to talk about it. I like to be about it. I got a lot of things coming up.
The one thing that I like about the sex world, because I see a lot of y'all complain about how other businesses hate on y'all and stuff, and like y'all and collab. The one thing I have found about the sex world is that we are open as hell to collaborate. And I, like I tell people, I sell sex toys. I work with Tiffany L., who sells sex toys.
That's my boo, too.
Yeah, I throw a hoop all the time, Tiffany. If me and Tiffany got to do an order together,
she does.
We'll do an order together. Candy, love her. She's also a sex expert. I'm down for it. I'm down for the cause. I'm down for having anybody. If you sell sex toys, you want to come on my show and promote your toys, go for it. Because here's the thing. The bigger the network, the better it is.
Yeah.
Like I said, when it comes to sex experts and stuff, like I said, Bree, Love Sex and Magic, she's my spiritual person. Then Brakita is my other spiritual person.
Sex Magic.
Like Bree is my go-to for the love, sex, and magic. Like she has all the everything you can need, crystals and cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very spiritual. We should have had her.
Love her, yeah. Yes. I just started to collab with her too.
She would have dogged the Zodiac.
Dogged them.
But and see, and then, like I said, Amira. Because here's the thing, but we all have different type of bitch.
Hurry up and reconnect. Okay.
We all have different type of podcasts too.
Yeah.
Our podcasts touch on all different things. We all come back to the same connect. I'm all sex. Amira touches on a lot of shit.
Sex work, the LGBT plus community, twerk.
We did a sex work episode together. See, that's how you do it. And see, then when Lyric's, she was talking about starting a group, we got to talk, and I'm like, shoot, let's make this shit happen. You feel me? Because I'm like, I love people. Because here's the thing, I don't know everything. I can't know everything. But if you have a network of people that know everything, I promise y'all that eventually, give me time, I'm tired. We're going to start a website to connect y'all with the people in Louisville.
Got to.
Who are about the sex world, who can help you with the sex world. And I, not even just Louisville, because Jay is in Indianapolis, and Jay was one of the first people I met when I started this.
Yeah, Jay the Loveologist.
Yes.
She's getting a PhD. So she's a whole nother.
She's about that.
I
a whole nother level.
She's about that action.
What? Huh? My neighbor. Come in. Hey, girl, what's up? It's okay. Our damn thing doing. Oh, hey. And we're back.
We're back.
But anyway, follow everybody. I'll make sure I tag everybody. We're going to get a website.
Follow me.
I can have all the connections to all of us and all the resources, okay?
Shout out to all my babies that came on.
Yes, you need to plug your information real quick. Oh wait, are you gonna
definitely Beyond the Shade. It's a group on Facebook. Add me on Facebook, on Instagram, Beyond_the_shade, or you can email me at beyondtheshadellc@gmail.com.
She got an LLC.
That's all.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think I want to pay for it yet.
$40.
Oh, here's what it was. So the space we're in right now is me and my partner's business. But we're, It was. I do need to do that. You're right.
It's only $40. You can have sex for $40. You can get paid for that. So,
so next time I'm next time you see me on Nene at Night, or next time we have our collaboration of Wet Wednesday, I'm gonna have an LLC.
And listen, y'all, this was my first episode as a certified master sex expert.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I wish I had a bottle. I always have a bottle. Woo, I just didn't this time. What the fuck?
Thank y'all for watching.
Thank y'all for watching. We love y'all. Yes.
Bye.
Oh, and I have to hang this shit up too. Thank y'all so much for tuning into the Amira Show. What's up? You can follow everyone at what they just said, what Lyric just said. You can find Nene at Night at Nene at Night. You can also go to www.neneatnight.com.
N-I-T-E.
Right, N-I-T-E. Very important detail. Episode visual will be posted soon. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. You feel me? And that's all we got. It's all love, everyone. Y'all have a good, badass, wet Wednesday.